Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I wanna rock!
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 72 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high of about 74 today, and it'll be cloudy through most of the day. Later in the day and going into the night, we have a chance of some thunderstorms and some rain. We could get some more weather events happening here. Coming up in about 10 minutes, going to give away another pair of tickets to go see or to go attend Pensacon. That comes up this weekend, February 14th through the 16th. If you'd like to weigh in, like to share your thoughts, or you have any questions, text 850-437-1620. Good news yesterday, Mark Fogel, after 3.5 years in Russia, was released from their detention or detaining. President Trump met with him at the White House last night, and he said he appreciated Vladimir Putin releasing him. Quote, it was a fair deal. He added that he thinks this release will show goodwill on Russia's part in terms of the war in Ukraine. So very good news there to finally get Mark Fogel back. Also, there's another detainee who will be released today, I believe. So somebody else should be released today. So that's pretty cool deal right there. Marco Rubio, former senator from here in the state of Florida, now Secretary of State, says he also believes that this is a good sign for cooperation with Putin to end the Ukrainian war. So very good to have that one. In the meantime, President Zelensky of Ukraine is proposing an exchange of seized territory. So they'll be, this is a potential reaching across the aisle type thing to try to start ending the war in Ukraine, which I think a lot of us assumed probably will happen now that Trump's in office. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If only for the reason of they think Trump's unstable, let's just go ahead and have a ceasefire for the next 4 years. if only for that reason. Because I get some people going, please, you think just because Trump's president, you think he's that good of a negotiator? You think he's that good? Nope. I think that other countries think he's crazy and he'll push the red button. And so that's what I think will happen. So, yeah, but potentially good progress happening right there. Speaking of good news, I thought this was interesting. In an open letter, the CEO of BuzzFeed introduced a new product that they will be unveiling very soon. Now, BuzzFeed actually just got rid of a bunch of their assets over the past year. They got rid of the Hot Wings thing. What's the Hot Wings show? The Hot Ones. So they sold that off. They sold off their live streaming shopping network platform called Network, NTWRK. So they've been offloading some of their products, but he announced yesterday in an open letter a new product. I'll tell you what it is right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Let's see here. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile through the Pine Forest and Highway 29 area, we're seeing traffic delays about 20 to 25 minutes. So you definitely want to plan around that. The rest of I-10 is looking good. 110 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So BuzzFeed's CEO blasted TikTok and Meta and others as not really doing much to benefit humanity, per se, right? So he announced that BuzzFeed is coming out with their own social media platform. Now, before you go, oh, great. Last thing we need is another social media platform. Well, he says that this new social media platform has the goal to spread joy and enable playful, creative expression. Spread joy. That'll be the purpose of this social media platform.
Well, what are they going to do if, you know, somebody posts something sad? Is the AI going to block you or something?
Yeah, the AI is just going to go, no, 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 no. Because that's the other part of it. He says the new platform will use AI to give users agency instead of stealing their agency. So the AI is going to give you your agency. So the AI is going to give me permission. So I have to get permission from the AI to post certain things. That's going to give me my... Yeah, what's the AI called? Hitler? Like, this sounds like it's tricky manipulation is what this... I don't know about this. But I do like the idea of a social media platform. I remember seeing somebody... it was a TED Talk or something that was like, how much different would the world be and how much better would a social media experience be if we went to social media more to express gratitude? And I thought, that's a good concept. This should be a social media platform that's just about gratitude. Like, share what you're thankful for today, or what you're thankful for about your spouse or kids or job or, you know, whatever. Right? Like, maybe some prompts, some new prompts every day of like, here's, you know, tell us what you're grateful for with this, you know, what you had for breakfast or whatever. I don't know. I think it'd be actually kind of interesting to see people just sharing things they're grateful for.
Very interesting.
So, there you go. There's on to some other news. This week, there is the budget talks on the federal level in order to try to hopefully avoid any kind of government shutdown or anything like that. When asked if they felt like they could come together with a deal this week, one House Republican said, no, budget resolution advancing this week is pretty unlikely. He added there's a lot of frustration across the conference directed at the fiscal hawks seeking to secure a higher baseline for budget cuts. One of those fiscal hawks, it would be the House Freedom Caucus. They plan to throw together a different tax plan that would, it has a smaller bill that's focused on the border and energy, and it represents a separate track from the one proposed completely from the House Republican leadership. So just within the Republican Party, there's going to be a rift of the more budget hawks compared to what's going on with the House leadership. And then one interesting thing is the House leadership's bill has they're getting rid of a tax cut, a tax break, at the encouragement of Trump. So Trump has encouraged them to get rid of this tax break on carried interest. Carried interest allows managers of investment funds like private equity firms and hedge funds, they could count their income as capital gains because they call it carried interest. By doing that, these hedge fund managers who many times make millions of dollars are being taxed at a much smaller rate, because the capital gains tax rate is way lower. So that's something they're looking to get rid of. That's kind of interesting. A couple of the other things going on to let you know about in D.C. area before we get a break is a coalition of 30 House Democrats are asking Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee to oppose Kash Patel's nomination to lead the FBI. I don't know if they're going to get any more support, but they're trying. And, of course, today there will be the confirmation hearing votes for Tulsi Gabbard as a director of national intelligence and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So those are going on today as well. And it looks like both of them will probably pass. I don't know about the Kash Patel yet, but it looks like the other ones will. Google has officially updated the name of the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. And I was saying, I went to Apple Maps yesterday to see it, and no, it wasn't on there. And then John was like, no, it's on there.
Yeah,
it happened last night. So I checked it on the phone here just a little bit ago, and sure enough, Gulf of America, and I don't know why. The Gulf of America thing to me has been kind of stupid and kind of like, I don't care, that's dumb. But when I pulled it up and saw it on my map, I was like, that's cool. Now I like it. Now that I see it, I like it. And I heard somebody, I was reading something online actually, somebody saying, the hubris of America to just take a body of water and name it after ourselves. And I'm like, but it's not named after ourselves. It's the Gulf of America.
It doesn't say United States.
It doesn't say United States of America. And as many of my Canadian friends remind me all the time, they are also Americans. They get so upset every time I'm like, yeah, so Americans did it. And they're like, you know, I'm American too, right? I'm like, you're Canadian. They're like, I'm American. I live in North America. And I was like, do you though? Like, maybe just cuts off right there. Do you? They get very upset. So Gulf of America is more inclusive. It includes Mexico. It includes the United States. And it includes Canada and the Caribbean and all that. So now that I see it on the map, I like it. All right. If you would like a pair of tickets to go to see Pensacon this weekend, the tickets will be at will call. So you can go any day you want, the 14th, 15th, or 16th. There'll be a will call there. And so if you like that pair of tickets, go and give us a call, 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Be the fourth caller, and those tickets are yours. In the meantime, we'll get a quick break. We'll come back here, and I got to update you on this woman who was arrested in Japan for squeezing buns, hun. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered by Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2020.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
About 74 today, cloudy throughout most of the day. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Did we get a winner?
We sure did.
You got the name?
Michelle.
Michelle, congratulations, Michelle. Going to the Pensacons coming up this week. I like how they change. I haven't been to the airport, but I know they changed the airport around, you know, to like
port, and it looks really cool. Like yeah,
baseport. Yeah, it looks pretty cool when they do that stuff. There is first let's get traffic on the fives, and then I gotta hit on this other story.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road, and even a little past that, We're seeing some major delays there. Traffic is at a crawl. Expect an additional 10 to 15, maybe even 20 minutes to your commute this morning. So I definitely would avoid that. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Congratulations to the Saints. They have now got a new head coach. Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, was hired yesterday, or at least it was announced yesterday, that he was going to be hired as the new head coach for the New Orleans Saints. And Kellen Moore, he played quarterback a little bit in the NFL, a couple of years for Detroit, a couple of years for Dallas. He is only 36 years young. 36, that's wow. Okay. So, but it's time. It was time for some sort of shakeup with the Saints. Hasn't been looking very good. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom, and then I got to share this story with you about a lady who was arrested in Japan at a convenience store in Japan. It's kind of a crazy story. David, what do you got going on in the news?
Well, the first hearing of the House's DOGE subcommittee is going to be this morning. The Delivering on Government Efficiency subcommittee is the congressional counterpart to Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The hearing comes after President Trump signed an executive order to give the Musk-led DOGE more power to reshape the government. The Senate is expected to vote today on confirming Tulsi Gabbard as the new director of national intelligence. If confirmed, she would be the 14th cabinet appointment to be confirmed. And Israel is threatening an end to the Gaza ceasefire deal if Hamas doesn't release Israeli hostages by noon on Saturday. Giles Gibson reports that the warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes after Hamas said that they would postpone the next round of the hostage prisoner swap.
It's not clear whether he's backing U.S. President Donald Trump's call for all remaining hostages to be freed, or if the previously planned number of three would keep the ceasefire alive. Hamas says it remains committed to the agreement and blames Israel for any complications or delays.
And, of course, President Trump said here not long ago that all hell would break out if the hostages weren't released by Saturday.
And we'll have to see whether or not things are happening. I mean, we're seeing some things happening on the foreign front that we haven't seen for basically 4 years. So I see him talking about that. I'm not sure what'll happen with it, but we'll see. So thanks, David. Appreciate it. So this lady in Japan, I saw this story, came across my radar. This incident happened at a convenience store in this city. I can't pronounce it because I would get fined $1 million by the FCC. F-U-K-U-O-K-A. I ain't even trying because it just sounds like I'm about to curse somebody out. And her name is Oka. Or his name is Oka. So this woman, she's 40 years old. The police judged on the spot that she destroyed property and arrested her on the spot. She is specifically accused of squashing one sweet bun. She squashed it. Yep. It's worth $1.19. And it was deemed unsellable after she squished it, and so she was arrested for damaging public property. Holy moly macaroni. She denies the allegation, says, "I only pressed it lightly in my hand to check the firmness." Oh. Yeah. She's not familiar with the Me Too movement. That's what he said. Like, "I only pressed it lightly in my hand to check the firmness." It's okay. It's like, no, you get arrested for that stuff.
You do.
Apparently not just in America, even in Japan. Can't be checking, lightly pressing stuff to check the firmness.
There goes my avocados.
Yes, exactly. Boy. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling up for Andrew right here on News Radio 923.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. From a Russian penal colony to the White House in one day.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
Mark Fogle, a Pennsylvania teacher freed after serving 3 years on a medical marijuana charge. President Trump says Russia was reasonable.
I hope that's the beginning of a relationship where we can end that war and millions of people can stop being killed. They've lost millions of people. They lost, in terms of soldiers, probably 1.5 million soldiers.
Another hostage release possible today. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at NATO headquarters in Brussels says, we want a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine, but we must start by recognizing that a return to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is unrealistic. Wintry mix accidents from Texas to the northeast. The D.C. snowstorm delayed a midnight vote to this morning. For Tulsi Gabbard is DNI. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies, still 70 degrees in Pensacola. Well, immigration enforcement is up all across the nation. We're seeing some reports there were some big enforcement operations this week in Alabama, including in Baldwin County yesterday.
We were at multiple locations today throughout Baldwin County and, like I said, in Lee County as well. And these type of actions will continue. The FBI and our partner agencies are going to be actively involved in enforcing the immigration laws.
That is FBI Mobile Special Agent in Charge Parker Still. He talked with NBC 15. Federal agents reportedly swarmed a construction site in Loxley on Tuesday and detained at least one person. The FBI did confirm they had operations in both Baldwin and Lee counties. Jail records in Baldwin County show the number of immigration holds there are roughly four times higher now than they were before President Trump took office. Well, students in Gulf Breeze will see something interesting today. We're getting a report that as part of their career day activities today, there will be a helicopter landing at the school at some point. So if you happen to see that, that's what's going on there. A Louisiana man has been charged for a bank robbery in Crestview. Police identified 54-year-old Warren Toledano III of Chalmette, Louisiana, as a suspect in that robbery of the First National Bank on December 27th. Police said Toledano's committed three prior bank robberies in Louisiana and served 24 years in a federal prison. He had just been released in October. Police say Toledano went into the bank with a pistol, demanded money, fled on foot, and eventually left in a dark-colored SUV. He was arrested in Louisiana and is now awaiting extradition back to Florida. One person was injured after a shooting at a park in Escambia County last night. Deputies were called to Oakcrest Park on Opal Avenue. There were five people at the park when shots were fired. One woman was injured. She was reportedly grazed by a bullet. A home and nearby vehicle were damaged as well. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is still investigating so far. There is no word on any suspects. The National Weather Service will be in town today. They're investigating whether it was a tornado that tore through Copter Road in Escambia County yesterday.
Obviously, some type of weather phenomena has happened in that area. Do we know what yet? Absolutely not. But we do know that debris was lofted into the air. Absolutely. And there are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
That is Escambia County Emergency Coordinator Scott Lynn Williams. News Radio talked with her, and that was very early on after that storm yesterday. So again, that investigation is continuing. The Weather Service will be looking at whether it was a tornado, and if so, what that strength was. And we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more about that. Well, the Gulf of Mexico was officially changed to Gulf of America on Google and Apple Maps yesterday. Now, one Florida lawmaker says he wants to change how Florida state laws refer to it. State Senator Nick DeSegli filed a bill yesterday calling for the body of water to be referred to as the Gulf of America in all state documents. Of course, President Trump issued that executive order renaming the Gulf as the Gulf of America last month. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic.
Brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. That's Jerry's Drive-In. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but again, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between 9 Mile and Pine Forest, we're seeing delays there, about a 10 to 15-minute delay. It's actually gotten a little bit better since our last traffic break, so good news on that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. You always do this to me. Start talking about cheeseburgers. Make the rest of my day difficult.
I know. Me too.
It's 8:35 at News Radio. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a warm, humid day today with temperatures near 77 degrees in the afternoon. Pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible. Heading overnight tonight, a severe threat moves in. Slight risk of severe weather, level 2 out of 5 as a strong storm moves in. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 63. For Thursday, storms will still be moving in through the early morning hours, ending as you head into the late morning with a high near 72 in the afternoon. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It is 72 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 73 right now in Milton. And taking a look at your money now this morning, the Dow is down 437.91 at 44,155.74. S&P 500 down just over 56 points at 6,012.61. The NASDAQ down 178 points at 19,465.70. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.637% today. Gold prices are down 11.50 at 29.21.10. Silver prices, though, up just about 20 cents at 32.52. And looking at the crypto market, it is mixed. Bitcoin's up to 11.98 at 95.374.51, but Ethereum and Solana both down. Dogecoin still hanging at a quarter, and XRP down 3 cents at 238. It is 8:37 here at News Radio 92.3. The Consumer Price Index, the Fed's go-to inflation gauge, is going to be coming out today. Analysts expect that to confirm some of what Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress yesterday, that inflation is not cooling off as much or as quickly as officials had hoped. Elon Musk has made a $97 billion bid for controlling interest in OpenAI. That's a startup he originally helped to found. Speaking outside of this week's AI summit in Paris, the ChatGPT company's CEO Sam Altman called Musk's offer ridiculous and said it wasn't even worth entertaining. Coca-Cola will shift to using more plastic bottles if new aluminum tariffs kick in next month. CEO James Quincy announced that move yesterday during the company's earnings conference call. He cited ensuring affordability as a primary reason that if aluminum cans become more expensive. President Trump did raise tariffs on aluminum and steel imports to 25% starting next month. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
That's right. It's time for our frivolous topic of the day. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay as he's out today. And I've got to share, let's see here, and I got a couple other stories to share with you. So the topic, we're coming up to Valentine's Day, and I saw this this new trend, some Valentine's Day trends. For example, the top trending Valentine's Day date this year is hitting up an arcade. Going to an arcade Valentine's Day date, not romantic dinner, not, you know, whatever. Zoos are next, and then couples wanting paint and sip parties. Paint and sip parties. Never heard of it, but okay. But then I saw this. So apparently there's this thing called Galentine's Day with a G. Galentine's Day. I didn't even heard of this until like last week, and a friend of mine was like, yeah, I'm going out for my friends on Galentine's Day. I'm like, what the heck is Galentine's Day? So apparently this is something from Parks and Recreation, the TV show, where they came up with Galentine's Day, where ladies celebrate ladies. It's always on the 13th. Now, the reason why I didn't even know about this until like a week ago. And then I read this article. 41% of men want something equivalent to Galentine's Day. Like Malentine's Day? What do you call it? Manentine's Day? I don't know. Actually got a texture a little earlier says you already have it. It's called Super Bowl.
that's
funny.
Yeah, that is.
So here's the frivolous topic. Here's the question. Is Valentine's Day primarily for women, or is it for both men and women? Go ahead and text in 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. While you're texting that in, I'll cover a couple other stories here. A couple texts. FYI, there are videos of the tornado that hit Pensacola yesterday on social media. It looks legit, but it could be fake. Yeah, I mentioned that as well. PNJ has it up there. It does look legit, and it definitely is. If that's the actual footage, it definitely was a tornado. No question about it whatsoever. While we're waiting for your texts come in, is Valentine's Day primarily for women, or is it for both? And also, would it be, if there was going to be a male version of Galentine's Day, what should it be called? So there you go. In case you missed it, inflation has ticked up to 3% annual increase in January. So that is not good. The stock market has crashed when that news came out, and it's slowly kind of working its way back. But investors did not like that news that inflation increased. The White House has fired the U.S. aid inspector general, not to be confused with Inspector Gadget. And so that happened yesterday as well. All right. Is Valentine's Day primarily for men or for women? To me, it's primarily for women. It's not for dudes. Not about us. It's about the women. What do you think, John?
I agree. Just like the texter earlier said, we have the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. We do have.
But I agree with you that it's mainly for the ladies.
Okay, so mainly for the ladies. Now, I've got a follow-up with that in a second, okay. But let's read some of the is a text. It's not even close. It's women. It only says it's primarily for women. Valentine's Day quit being fun after about third grade. You know what? That's true. Dang, in elementary school, Valentine's Day was awesome.
I know. You get all the candy in, man.
Got Valentine's from everybody, and just a little generic, you know, like, be my Valentine, and all this stuff like this. And I appreciate you and everything. And of course, there's like the person you would have a crush on in school. You couldn't wait to see what kind of Valentine you got from them. You were trying to read into the message.
Exactly.
As if it had anything. And of course, then you would write something that would definitely have a message to it, and you're hoping they could read into your message. And oh, boy, elementary. Here's one that says it's just a for-profit holiday. Yeah, there you go. For-profit holiday. Oh, Palentine's Day. That was a suggestion. Palentine's Day.
That has a ring to it.
Instead of Super Bowl Day. Valentine's Day is primarily for women. Women seem to care about it more. Okay, so you're saying if you and I started caring about it more, then all of a sudden this is going to be a day for us?
Oh.
So that's the secret? We just have to care more. That's what you're telling me.
Okay. Secret sauce.
Yeah, exactly. It's National Make a Baby Day.
Oh.
That's funny. That's funny. So it's not even for the men. It's not even for the women. It's for the future generation. Nice. Valentine's Day is not for men or for women. It's for merchants making money. Okay. Yep. I can see that as well. Let's see. Keep in mind, men have Palentine's Day all the time. It's hunting season. Yeah, that's true. Four or five guys go out hunting and fishing season. Yeah, that's true. Hallmark holiday. Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Here's another one that says, yep, it's for the card companies. And then it's primarily for women. I'm pretty sure most of us guys couldn't care less about it. But if you're in a relationship, you better care something about it if you want to keep your lady happy. That's pretty much, that's why, that summed up my... That was me. That's my summation, because I'm like, it's for women. And the only reason why I care about Valentine's Day is because I have to care about it for the person I might be with, right? Which might be why we saw yesterday was Red Tuesday, where people were dumping their significant others like crazy because they don't want to have to deal with it.
Oh, I see the correlation.
Get together a week later.
Yeah.
Oh, we decided I made a mistake. I want you back. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this. My daughter is taking me out to dinner for Galentine's Day. Very nice.
That's nice.
Like that. It's Russell Strover's Day. I was talking about this earlier. The top, not vacation, Valentine's Day dates being searched right now is an arcade as well as paint and sip. We'll talk about that in a second to get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents on the big board right now. Still seeing just some minor delays on I-10 eastbound as you go through that construction zone through Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. But other than that, I'm not seeing anything else. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I was just about to bring this up. This is funny. Somebody's at the gym and they said it smells like a Papa John's bath bomb in here. So this is something you could get maybe for your Valentine's Day person. Papa John's bath bomb. The Papa John's bath bomb smells like their garlic sauce. You know, the garlic, whatever you call it. Yeah, that's what it apparently smells like. So you get that thing. Can you imagine doing that? You're taking a bath with that thing? Oh my gosh, that'd be so gross. That'd be just disgusting. Because you get out of the bath and it's like, why do you smell so much like garlic? You know,
I bathed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, that's just not cool. So. Yeah, you bathe and you end up smelling like garlic when it's all said and done. said, don't get that for your significant other for Valentine's Day. That would not be a very nice thing to do. Here's a text. Since I never get any Valentine's, call it Charlie Brown Day. Oh, there you go. And then finally, side note on Valentine's Day is the day after more important due to the candy on sale. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. The you want to have the day after be the, like, that's the, because that's when you're going to get all the best deals on candy and stuff. Yeah, I see that. It's pretty good. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, I do want to hit a little bit on Ron DeSantis talking about whether his wife, Casey, will run for governor. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union, because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how today at 9, as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's today at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you would like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up in about 6 minutes, about 4 minutes, I've got a story about people's biggest regrets when they move. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Ron DeSantis says that his wife, Casey, she's not going to be running for governor. He says it's flattering that people keep mentioning it. He said, she's a force of nature. I think people look at it and they say, well, the governor won by 20 points. Obviously, Casey would do better because she's so much better. But it's not something that she's seeking out. A recent poll from Florida Atlantic University just put a hypothetical together. Said, well, okay, what if Casey DeSantis was running for governor against Byron Donalds, Jimmy Patronis, who's running for Congress in our district right now, and our former Congressman, Matt Gaetz? What if those four were going against each other? She would win with 43% of the vote, followed by Byron Donalds. With 19%, and then Jimmy Patronis, and then Matt Gaetz. That was just a while ago, but it's just kind of a just what if type of scenario. Let's get traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. We're still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. So it's about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Also, if you're traveling on 98 through Gulf Breeze, you're going to see some delays headed to the Pensacola Beach area. Gulf Breeze through the 3 mile bridge. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So there is a, looking at this, this article. Well, we were just talking about a gift that you're going to give to, you know, you give somebody the Papa John's bath bombs that smell like their garlic butter stuff that they, that comes with, you know, their stuff. I mean, that seems extremely gross, but, can you imagine the smell? It would smell so bad. But, it reminded me of this story I saw. France's version of the EPA. It's the Ecological Transition Agency. That's what it's called. They put out some new recommendations in order to try to conserve energy and save money. And it pertains to doing less laundry. Well, I know a lot of people would think, oh, I'm going to listen to this. I hate doing laundry. So what's their suggestions? Oh, things like wear your shirt 5 times before you wash it.
Wear a shirt
5 times before you wash it.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Bras. Wear your bra 7 times before you wash it. The bra is right against the skin. That's when that's like, if there's any place that's going to absorb sweat, the bra would absorb sweat way more than a shirt would. Workout clothes, 3 times a week.
There's your garlic bomb.
Yeah. 3 times a week in your workout clothes. Not if you're working out in Florida. It won't even be dry the next day.
Like, no.
It'll still be wet from your sweat. Pajamas, wash them once a week, and jeans, wash those once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month for your jeans. Yeah, they want to go through this cycle of, you know, when you first wash your jeans and they're stiff,
right?
And you kind of put them on, they're stiff and they're tight. And then after you wear them, they get looser and looser and looser.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because this is the cycle of jeans under France's recommendations. They're stiff when they get them out of the wash. Then you wear them, they get looser and looser until, and then, you know, 2.5 weeks in, you've been wearing them and they're just like jogging pants. They're so loose. But then at some point they start to stiffen up again.
Ah.
To the point where at the end of the month you could take them off and they just stand up on their own in the closet. And that's about time to wash them again. That's apparently, France. I hope the people of France revolt against this. I hope they have a French revolution against the standards provided
Vive
to them
la
for
France.
Washing their laundry.
Vive la France.
Vive la Vive la Pew.
Yeah, Vive
that
la Pew.
That sounds like, there is unexpected Valentine's Day trends. 63% of women say they'd rather stay in. Sounds more fun than going out. 55% of men agreed. Actually, I thought that was kind of funny that less men than women.
That's right. Wow.
Isn't that kind of wild? 52% of women think that Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. So, yeah. My first wife, I proposed to her on Valentine's Day. You didn't notice I said first wife, right? So that didn't really work out so well. My second wife, we got married on Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is not really the best for me. Doesn't really work out so well. So what was the story I was going to say? Oh, people's biggest regret when they move? Not getting rid of more stuff. Wishing they got rid of more stuff. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. You guys have a great day.
Stream us at...